Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy is too strong. So, more rate hikes on the way. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 25th day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, so if people are still spending, according to Mr. Powell, it's not at department stores. The Nordstrom story coming up today. However, it looks like it is at dollar stores. That report out today as well. Target is being pressured to bring employees back to their headquarters every workday. Guess how much Heineken got for selling its Russian business? We'll share the number. We've got the Wall Street Report and the once mighty office space giant to declare bankruptcy? Could be. For the interview, you'll meet the very talented Abhinav Imhotep. Good stuff on the way. Let's go with the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're spending time with us again today. And remember, we will be back on the air on News Talk 1540 KXCL Sunday, noon central. And yeah, we do stream. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us on social media, on Twitter or X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, the words were stark and expected, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, that the continued strength of the U.S. economy could require further interest rate increases. The Associated Press is reporting that Powell noted the economy has been growing faster than expected and that consumers have kept spending briskly. Those are trends that could keep inflation pressures high. He reiterated the Fed's determination to keep its benchmark rate elevated until inflation is reduced to its 2% target. Substantially higher loan rates, that's a direct result of the Fed's rate hikes, have made it harder for Americans to afford a home or a car or for businesses to finance expansion. At the same time, items like rent, restaurant meals, and other services are still getting costlier. Core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, has remained elevated despite the Fed's streak of 11 rate hikes beginning in March of last year. All of this is certain to mean more pain for the U.S. consumer, and that, by the way, would be, yeah, you. Even in light of all this, Wall Street had a pretty good day, and those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. So Jerome Powell says to whip inflation, more interest rate hikes are in our future, as you, the consumer, continue to spend. But clearly, you're not spending at department stores. How do we know? The AP is reporting that Nordstrom reported that its sales and profits fell in its fiscal second quarter, joining its department store peers coping with shoppers' cautious spending. But its results still topped Wall Street expectations. The Seattle-based upscale department store reaffirmed its financial annual outlook that calls for a sales decline for the year. The answer to where you are spending your cash? Well, it's all pointing to experiences, like trips, to eating out, to concerts, and even at dollar stores, but clearly not at Nordstrom's. Speaking of dollar stores, new news from the AP that dollar store sales are on the rise. Dollar Tree's fiscal second quarter results beat Wall Street estimates as the discount retailer experienced strong sales and increased traffic at its stores. Dollar Tree Incorporated earned $200.4 million, or 91 cents a share, for the period that ended on July 29. A year earlier, the Chesapeake, Virginia-based company earned $359 million, or $1.60 a share. All of this, however, did top the 88 cents a share that analysts polled by Zacks Investment Research had expected. And on Friday, Dollar Tree stock closed down by 57 cents, to $123.31 a share. Businesses that are in the shadow of the Target headquarters in Minneapolis are pressuring the retail giant to bring employees back to the office and stop with the work-from-home policy. Business Insider is reporting that corporate employees at Target are not subject to a company-wide return-to-the-office mandate. Managers can set requirements for their teams under Target's policy, but workers are subject to what Target calls a flex-your-day approach. That means employees can pursue a hybrid schedule instead of having to come into the office for a certain number of days each week. And that is not sitting well with many small businesses around the Target HQ. But many businesses in Target's hometown, they're just plain not thrilled by this policy. All of this according to the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal. In downtown Minneapolis, where the retailer has its corporate headquarters, restaurant owners say that food traffic is still down significantly compared to before the pandemic. The difference is especially pronounced around lunchtime on, yes, weekdays. Other companies that are getting more firm on returning to the office include Amazon, Meta, Goldman Sachs, and others. Meanwhile, Stanford economist Nick Bloom told Insider that many return-to-office mandates come from executives who work almost constantly. That approach to work likely contrasts with most of their employees, who have families and lives outside of their jobs. You know, the old work-life balance? Well, it ain't much, but it is a sale. CBS News is reporting that Heineken has sold its business in Russia for 1 euro, more than a year after it vowed to pull out of the country in response to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The Dutch brewer is taking a $325 million loss by selling its business to Russian manufacturer Ernst Group, making Heineken one of the last and latest companies to pull out of Russia since the start of the war in Ukraine on February 24 of last year. More than 1,000 global companies have withdrawn or voluntarily curtailed operations in Russia so far. All of that according to Yale University data. Well, it was a wacky Friday on Wall Street as the Dow gained 247 points, even in the face of further interest rate increases. The blue chips finished the day at 34,346. The NASDAQ picked up 126 points to finish the week at 13,590, and the S&P 500 added 29 points to close out at 4,405. For the week, the Dow fell by 0.4%, S&P 500 gained 0.8%, and the NASDAQ climbed 2.3%, according to Dow Jones market data. The Dow booked back-to-back weekly losses, while the S&P 500 and technology-heavy NASDAQ composite each snapped a three-week losing streak. West Texas Intermediate crude added 78 cents to close Friday at $79.83 a barrel. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that major Wall Street firms, including BlackRock and Brigade Capital, are considering a bankruptcy filing for WeWork. The fund managers had previously lent the beleaguered office space provider hundreds of millions of dollars, and the move could help it renegotiate its leases. WeWork, challenged with heavy debt and a poor financial record, said earlier this month there was substantial doubt it could stay in business. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reported the company hired advisors to assist with its restructuring. WeWork shares have plunged 97% over the past year, and the company has $2.9 billion in debt. Stay with us and click ahead to learn more about writer, podcaster, consultant, and educator Abana Imhotep. It's quite the story, and that is coming up next. Thanks for listening.